3 weeks ago, a delegation of fishermen from all around the coast of Ireland went out to Brussels and met with the Director General of the European Commission that deals with fisheries, Sharlina Vacheva. And that delegation included representatives from six national fishing organisations and two co-ops in Greencastle, based in Greencastle up in North Donegal, and the Galway and Arran co-op. But right around the coast we had representatives. It's a powerful delegation, and they made the case for our fair share of the fish in Irish waters. But at that meeting, we also engaged with the Director General around what supports could be given to the industry to help them to deal with the fuel crisis that is in place right now. And Minister, just to say to you that the fishermen that we speak to all around the coast are struggling to go out to water with the increase in fuel costs, the impact that that is having on them. They're struggling to make a living as it is because we don't get a fair share of the fish in our waters, and they're struggling with the impact of Brexit, the loss of even more fish, even more quota. So that's the context in which those fishermen come into this crisis. And Minister, I'm sorry to say to you that even though in the likes of France and Spain, where there has been significant interventions to support the fishing industry in those countries, and real support's been given to them, nothing additional has been given to our fishing community here in Ireland. So what you have is the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund, the BAR Fund. Now, that is money that has been given to Ireland to compensate for the decommissioning of our fleet, the further decommissioning of our fleet. So you can just park that money aside. That comes from the European Union to compensate our fishing communities for the loss of 43 million every year, you know, 215 million, and even more when you add on the knock-on impacts. So please park all of that. But the real issue is that there's been no central exchequer funding to support our fishing communities who are literally on their knees all around the coast, while the French government and the Spanish government, and no doubt others, when we check this further, have given significant supports. Now, what I'm saying is that the Director General, the Director General of the European Commission that deals with fisheries, Sharlina Vacheva, reported that they were waiting on Ireland's proposals. So nothing's coming from Ireland to support our fishing communities. So I'm asking that when the Taoiseach is out there, that he puts forward the proposals to help our fishing communities to cope with this crisis.